Blog Talk Radio.
Have you always known that a reality greater than this should exist? Is now the time for you to step up and be the change you require in your life? What if that quiet whisper calling from the deep depths of you is the whisper of change? The whisper of what is truly possible? Would you be willing to start listening? Would you be willing to choose the true you? It's just a choice. Welcome to the What If Show, where possibility meets reality.
Good evening, good day, and just hello to everyone that's listening and dialing in at the moment. How lucky am I that I'm getting to play with Betty McLachlan, just for not just twice live in this week, but we also get to play with emails and all kinds of yummy bits in the 10 days of Summit. Betty, welcome to the What If Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. This is just so phenomenal for me. I've said this in one of the other 10 days of, if you look at it in a different way, South Africa is ahead of where you are at the moment. So I am technically in your future and you are the voice of my past.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's just phenomenal when we get to play across all time and, you know, the different countries. I am just loving the mere fact that it is so easy to connect with you and to have you on the show and you being able to share with people who and what it is that is you and what makes up you and the possibilities in this world that it creates.
Oh, you are so sweet. And I, you know, it's so cool. Technology is such an amazing thing, right, that we can, you know, you're in South Africa, I'm in the United States, close to D.C., the nation's capital, and we can talk, we can chat, we can see each other, you know, on a screen. It's pretty amazing stuff, huh?
It is. And you know what is phenomenal? That at some point in time, someone had the idea of creating that. And guess what our topic is tonight?
Absolutely. What's the topic today?
The adventures of creating. And I'm stepping into a moment of, you know, someone like the developers of Skype. If I have to step into the space of creation, can you imagine the adventure that they really had while... Well, I'm supposing there might have been some frustration and all kinds of other emotions that came up, but it's such an adventure to say there's technically nothing, although there's everything in the nothingness, and look at what we are putting out into the world. So I am curious to find out, what is your take on what creation is and how do we make it an adventure?
Well... You know, I love your thought pattern that you just went to for, you know, Skype. And as you were talking about that, I was remembering as a child, my father was heavily involved in working on computers when, you know, a computer took up the size of an entire room. And I remember, you know, it was all, of course, as a child, it was all so foreign and didn't really understand it at all to where it is today with, you know, we have computers on our telephones, right? And we have mobile phones and the creativity and the ingenuity on all of that, as well as, you know, sticking with it, because I can only imagine that there must have been a lot of challenges along the way, right? Talk about, you know, an adventure. Let's create something that's never been created before. And, you know, what in the heck is a computer? And I even remember the days when I had a phone in my car, and that was a huge thing. And it was all attached, and it was huge. It was, I don't know, maybe 15 inches, maybe 18 inches. So it was quite large, but that was an amazing thing to have at the time. So it was just brought back some fun memories for me as you were talking about the people who developed Skype. And yeah, let's talk across the world for free, basically, and be able to see each other at the same time. What?
Wow.
You know, like, who? Yes. Wow, what an amazing concept. Okay. And think about all the people probably along the way who said, you can't do that. You know, that's not workable. You're out of your mind.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. You're out of your mind. Because there's so many charge on that people have. Well, I cannot be out of my mind. I need to be all processed and all, you know, fitting in a box and do it by all kinds of rules and regulations. So, which makes me curious, is it the willingness to be out of mind that actually creates more of a adventure of creating them?
Yeah, I think it, for me, when you get to the idea, when you're following the energy of an idea or a creation, and it kind of won't let you go, you know, and it just keeps pinging you and comes back into your awareness and comes back and comes back, then it's like, okay, you know, what do I do with all these, you know, these ideas? And, you know, when it first is coming in, it's just kind of, for me, it just kind of comes in as a bunch of downloads and, or, you know, just like a lot of information, and it's kind of all over the place. And it's like, okay, so do I do anything with this? And so I've learned, for me, I just start writing things down. And I have a phone that has the ability to pull out a stylus and write with on the phone, which I love. And I have a lot, and I'm sure you do too, like I have a lot of ideas when I wake up in the middle of the night. And I've learned that I can't, I used to be, I'll just say it, I'll repeat it 3 and 4 and 5 times. I'll remember, and then I wake up and I'm like, what was that brilliant idea? I was so excited in the middle of the night. What was that, right? So now I've learned just write it down. Write it down and let the ideas come in. And then from those ideas, so many more are born.
Hmm.
So does that happen for you, like in your creative process?
Yeah, it's actually very interesting as well. For me, one time I heard or read somewhere that the universe gives one idea to millions of people at a time with a hope that one person will take the idea and actually implement it. So when I became aware of that, I went, okay, hold on, just step back for a moment. And I said, universe, I dare you to give me all those ideas. Because if I don't implement it, I will find I will find the people that are willing to do it. And yes, so from that aspect of play with the universe, the ideas are, are ever there. And I do take all of them, and you know, and I do ask them, is it for me, is it for someone else, is it for now, is it for later? And you know, there's so many times where I would speak to people and say, well, this is something that could maybe be fun, because that was not for me. So yes, that is how that has is playing in my world.
Oh, I love that demand of, you know, bring me all the ideas and I'll find who the person is. That's amazing. So did that change the amount of ideas that were flowing in?
It's phenomenal. And I also, the one thing that I would like to also mention is there was a moment where I actually acknowledged, I took that moment to acknowledge just how many ideas I am aware of. And not even the ideas that I'm aware of now, but this happened as recently as a week and a half ago. I was one day just walking out of the shop, and then all of the there were a couple of ideas that came to my mind, and I remembered that those were business ideas that I had when my son was 6 months old. And I mean, that's now what's going 18 years ago almost. And so I then acknowledged just how much I was willing to receive all the ideas back then. And even having it back then, knowing that then wasn't the time, But being willing to have it in my my space, so to speak, to remember when it is time. So, yes, I think for me the acknowledgement of the ideas that we do get and maybe just don't remember also invites more.
Yeah, for sure.
So, if talking about creation, and I know we're talking about, you know, whether it's black products or businesses or anything to that effect, but what else is creation as well?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I just wrote a chapter in a collaborative book on creation, and it, you know, everything that in my world, most everything we do, right, is a creation. It's a creation of some sort or another. Like, you know, when you're cooking dinner, you're creating something. Yeah, you know, even if you're heating up leftovers, you're still creating a meal. When you're, you know, when you're cleaning out your closet, you're creating a new space. So I really started looking at all the places in my life where I haven't given myself any acknowledgement for all the creations that I do create. And that's really kind of, that's definitely changed things for me, as well as brought more things in, more opportunities, more possibilities, more more awarenesses. And, you know, along with the creation of, you know, it could be a song, it could be a chapter in a book, it could be a new recipe. And it can also be, there was a lot of years in my life where I created a lot of crap. And yeah, so that's a creation as well, right?
And, oh, I didn't, you know, think about that.
It's only me, I'm sure. Yeah, and so realizing, like, oh my gosh, you know, I have the choice of what I'm going to create really every day. Am I going to create a great day? Am I going to create fun? Am I going to create drudgery? Now, I have the choice of what kind of day it's going to be. I have a choice of the mood I'm going to be in. And I've lived the life of depression and anger and very limiting life. And I choose not to do that anymore. And I'm so grateful that I'm not in that space. And it can be, you know, even an adventure of going to the liquor store or the bank or the grocery store. And how much fun can I have in doing these, what most, you know, what most people consider mundane activities? Like, oh, I got to go to the grocery store. Oh, I got to go to the grocery store. I got to, whatever. And, you know, when you're in that space, that's what you're going to create more of. And when you're in the space of what kind of adventure can I have? Who can I play with when I'm out there? I did that. I had a friend in town, and we were really playing with that a lot. And we had to run some errands, and we went to, I think, 3 or 4 different stores. And every place we went, we were really playing with the clerks, you know, the people helping us out, and thanking them for what a great job they did, and joking around with them and acknowledging, you know, their contribution to the store and the, you know, helping us get what we desired. And it was great fun, and most everybody was smiling and laughing and, you know, having a good time along with us. The last place we went to, there was a guy checking us out, and no matter what we did or what we said or even laughing, he was not going to have any part of it. He was not jumping in the fun boat. He wanted to be Mr. Bad Mood, Mr. Serious, Mr. And so it almost became a challenge. Like, we were just doing more and more, and it was between each other, we were laughing and giggling. And it was like, when we left that store, the energy around this man was like, whew, I'm sure glad that, you know, I don't choose to be in that space anymore. And it was a great reminder for me that I used to live there. So.
Oh, wow. You know what that actually brings to mind is I look at the word adventure and I go, yay, and all the cells in my body just start jumping and driving, right? But I'm getting the sense of there's a lot of people that look at the word adventure and even the energy of adventure and go, oh, no, don't want to have enough of that because it's unknown or, you know, whatever that is. So what can you talk about that?
Great question. Yeah, adventure, you're right. It is the unknown in a lot of aspects. And along with that, you know, there's a lot of great questions that you can ask, such as, you know, how much fun can this be? What contribution can I be to whatever you're choosing the adventure to be? And it doesn't have to be a safari in Africa to be an adventure. That's what I was touching on a little bit before. You know, what if, and I just moved my house after living somewhere for a long time, and I'm still unpacking a few months later. You know, obviously most of it's done, but there's still more boxes than I would like to be that are still packed up. So when I choose to be unpacking, I'm like, okay, what adventure can I have here? How much difference can I affect in this space? How many boxes can I get unpacked? And choosing that to be an adventure, right, along with the bigger adventures of maybe it's a new job or maybe it's a trip that you've been planning for a while, you know, those kinds of bigger, I guess what a lot of people would qualify as bigger adventures. And, you know, my question to that is, what if you could, you know, what if you could approach everything in your life as an adventure? And what could that open up for you? You know, to be in that adventurous state and be willing to not know what the outcome is going to be and to be willing to ask a bunch of questions, and if it feels light for you, go for it. You know?
It's almost as if the question is the invitation to the adventure.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And even, you know, in choosing to move my household, it was a big choice as far as financially. It was double my mortgage payment, and it was, and I could have allowed that fact right there to stop me from choosing. And I had actually concluded a lot of times before then that I really couldn't afford to move. And then somewhere in asking some questions about, you know, what is possible? What kind of mortgage could I find? What kind of lender could I find that could give us an affordable interest rate and be creative in what they're doing? And in asking those questions, I found exactly that. I found a lender that had kind of different requirements from most of them that was able to work with our situation. And then it was still like, okay, you know, this is a big change for us, and being willing to jump anyhow, like, and that's part of that unknown, right? So when you have some unknown factors that are making you uncomfortable, that's when you start asking more questions. And for me, with the example of the house, I asked a bunch of questions like, if I move here, what will my life be like in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? And it was a very expansive, joyful feeling in my body. And it was like, if I don't move here, what will my life be like? And it was an energy of, it will be okay, but there was kind of like this big but there, like, yeah. So in that aspect, it wasn't like a lot of times we will talk about a light or a heavy energy. The light, expansive energy, when I asked if we moved, was amazing. The other answer wasn't a big, heavy no. But in following the energy, there was no question what to do and where to go. You know, so just in asking it a bunch of questions like that, you know, will this choice contribute to my life? Mm-hmm. Oh, how much fun can I have along the way? You know, if I choose this, will it be expansive?
You know? So, Betsy, I'm getting that, you know, we know that some of the people listening to the show might never have heard about just ask a question, you know, being in a space of going, well, I'll find a solution. I've got a problem and I need to just find a solution, and they go looking for an answer. So could you maybe just elaborate a little bit more about, you know, asking a question and shushing afterwards and allowing a different possibility?
Absolutely. Well, that's one of the wonderful tools that Access Consciousness has taught me, is when you stay in question, possibilities arise. When you are in a conclusion, you're not looking for anything else. You're not asking the universe to contribute to you. You have pretty much stopped the energy. And that's, like, again, going back to the house, that was a perfect example of what I had done for a long time. I had decided and concluded that I couldn't move because A, B, C, and D. And then when I realized, well, wait a minute, have you asked any questions? Are there any other possibilities besides what I've concluded? And started asking those questions, a whole bunch of different answers came in. And so when you stay in the question, it just, like I said, it just allows the universe to bring other possibilities to you. You may meet some people that you haven't met before that might have an answer, or they may know somebody who can get you, you know, this part of what you're looking for. And the question is one of the most amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you know, staying in the question and seeing what comes in for you. And I would love, I'm sure you've got something to add to that as well.
No, I'm actually just curious about, you know, the perceptions that people have on limitations. Like you perceive there was for a while a limitation for you in moving, and you asked the question to move past that. In that, there's also creating. So there's almost a creating beyond the limitations.
Yeah.
Can you
you're right.
Yeah. Play with that idea for a while.
So when you create beyond your perceived limitations, and how much of where we perceive isn't really even true. It's what we have decided and concluded and judged as real that might not be real. Right. How many times do you see somebody who's really talented at something? They're really good at it. You can see that, right? And you can see beyond anything they can see. And they look at themselves and see that they're not talented. They're not creative. You know, and it's like we almost we definitely get in our own way, right? Definitely get in our own way.
No one else helping you but you.
So I invite the people listening now or in the future to start asking questions if they're not familiar with that is, because it's definitely a very different space to be in, you know, to be asking questions and not having answers. That's the other part of it. So when you ask a question, don't answer it. You know, let possibilities come to you. And it could be, you know, one of the wonderful questions is, what else is possible here? What else is possible beyond anything that I can even imagine? And you start asking questions like that, and you don't, like you said, you don't go to the answer. You let the answers flow in. And, you know, for the control freaks out there, that's a very different way of being.
Yeah, I was going, as you were talking earlier, I was going, oh, I need to let go of everything that I thought was real. You know?
Yeah.
I get that for some people that's daunting.
Yes, absolutely. Because it's a very different space to be in. And at the same time, when you start having little things show up that show you the magic of being in question, it really becomes fun. It's like, oh my gosh, look at that. Oh wow, what else is possible? What else can come in? Who else can find me? Who else can I find? And, you know, with that excited energy that comes when things start unfolding in front of you. And honestly, like a perfect example is, I was talking to a friend of mine and saying, how cool would it be to be invited to be in a telesummit? I think those are so neat and so much fun. And how cool would it be? And that was the end of the conversation. Literally not even a week later, you contacted me and invited me to be on the 10 Days of Summit, telecall, you know, telesummit that you're doing. And I was blown away. First of all, you said to me in the email that you thought I was amazing. And that alone blew me away. I was like, I didn't even know that you knew who I was. And I was like, do you see what happened? But just from you asking that question, look at what showed up. And so the other thing that I'm hearing as an awareness to mention is, when you ask a question, don't have any expectation of what the answer is or how long it would take for it to come in, right? Because if I had any kind of expectation, well, you know, my phone's going to start ringing off the hook and I'm going to be invited to a whole bunch of telesummits and they're going to start calling me tomorrow. You feel the energy on that would have just, there goes my conclusions and my judgments and everything, possibilities. Shoot, you know, get a lot more limited. Could you have still called me? Absolutely. My belief is that in staying open with no timeline and no expectations, that so much more is able to come in to your life and flow in from all kinds of different ways beyond anything that you can even imagine.
Wow. It's so interesting with you when you're saying that, because it's almost as if sometimes people have this idea of, what, I'm going to create something or I'm going to invite something into my life, right? And so here I'm asking the question and I'm keeping quiet, and at the same time of keeping quiet, I'm not moving forward. I'm not moving back. I'm not moving sideways. I'm just still. And it's kind of in when we ask the questions, keeping on moving forward, that didn't sound right? But our willingness to keep on moving forward and keep on creating actually allows almost the creations to snowball, for lack of a better word. So what is that whole idea behind, I'll ask something and then I'll now almost go sit on a little pedestal and wait for it to come my way?
Well, that I just had this picture of like going to sit on a little mushroom stool or something. I don't know where that came from. That was pretty funny. But, you know, in asking the questions, I don't just sit and wait. right? That's one of the things that I have learned, right? That I keep asking questions and I keep moving forward. And for me, I have a lot of different projects going on all at the same time. And it seems that the more I have, the more fun I'm having and the more I'm creating and the more possibilities are coming in. And it really is kind of counterintuitive to what I certainly was raised with, you know, do one thing and stay focused and, you know, do it to completion and then you move on to the next project. And that's not how I create my life anymore. If you look on my computer screen at any time, I probably have at least 25 tabs open, you know, right? And going back and forth between all of them and you know, right? I'm sure you do too.
Yes. Yeah. And no, while I was sleeping this morning.
Yeah, right? Like, oh, you were looking at my screen. And nowhere in there am I sitting and waiting for anything. Right. And if I look at something and it's like if I'm working on a project that requires an answer, if it's, you know, time sensitive or whatever, then, OK, this needs attention now. And what do I need to be or who do I need to contact to get this moving again? And it's, you know, it's like a symphony conductor. Right? You've got a whole lot of different pieces to your life. We all do, right? You've got your personal life. You've got your home life. You've got your work. You may have many businesses. You've got your friends. You've got, you know, social obligations. You've got all of these things going on that you are the conductor of, right? Mm. And so which piece of the symphony requires your attention next?
Awesome. Because that's also something similar to people that think if I have too many things on my plate, I will be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But using the symphony and the conductor, you then pick and choose which one is necessary to play at a specific time. So it does, we don't mm-hmm. have to do everything at the same time. But we could as well.
Right. Right.
I sort of love that image. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. And it was, you know, I just asked for it to come in to help me with what I was just explaining. And it is really, that is how we conduct our lives. And now, like you said, you know, I certainly used to spend a lot of time in the overwhelm category. I've got too much to do. I can't do it all. This is overwhelming. I just, you know, that all of that energy. And when I was in that space, it pretty much was a self-fulfilling prophecy. I couldn't do it all. I couldn't complete it. I was overwhelmed. And every once in a while, I will still have that feeling and go to that space of, oh, I just can't do all this. And then it's kind of like, and actually had some of that last night. I was starting to just feel like, oh. So I shut the computer down and stopped working. I stopped for a little bit and said, okay, you know, what is required here? And I really required some sleep. My body was very tired. And then it's like, oh, okay. You know, like, sorry, body, I need to remember you in this equation of generating and creating and playing all the time that you need some downtime as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, you know, and I woke up this morning. I woke up at 4:30 in the morning, and I was raring to go, which is something new for me. I didn't used to do that, but recently that's what my body's been doing. I've been waking up early and creating and seeing, you know, playing and learning and teaching myself new things and having so much fun, talking and meeting awesome people.
Wow, that is so awesome. That's phenomenal. If you know, what makes me happy all over as you're talking about your body is the inclusion that you have of your body in what it is that you're creating. And so that's the one thing, if you can maybe touch on it. The other thing that I'd like also for you to discuss, and I might forget it, so I'm putting it for you to remember. What a cool show host am I, right? So the other thing that I'd like for us also to touch on is for people also that have the overwhelm or that don't have the overwhelm, to have that idea of the creating is not just something from us, but if we are willing, we can have every molecule contribute to what it is that we are creating, including our bodies. So
yes,
I would
absolutely.
So love to hear what you can tell the listeners about that.
Yes. I will start with that second part of that, because that just made my whole body kind of get tingly. The including your body in your creation, inviting your body to play along, is an amazing contribution. And what do I mean by that? Like, what do you mean invite your body to play along? Well, isn't your body there? Right? If I know that I had that point of view for a very long time and then realized that I had kept my body as its own being very separate from who I was. And I would force things. And I still sometimes fall back to that that pattern of force and then realize what I'm doing and be like, okay, no, we're not doing that. We're going to include our bodies in what we're doing, you know, every day, you know. And we talked about that even on the 10-day summit when you and I had our live chat. You know, we had quite a conversation about including your body in that, including your body in your creation. You know, what do you want to wear today? You know, what would you like to do? Where would you like to go? You know, all of those kinds of questions that open up, like dance. What I was getting, I'm sorry, I kind of skipped around here for a minute, but when you asked that question about creating, and it's not just something you do, but including your body in it, the image, going back to that conductor image, the dancing with the molecules of possibility and dancing with the molecules of your body and the molecules of the universe and really creating and generating and listening from that space is amazing. And how do you do that? You start asking, you know, just start asking, what is that? What would that feel like in my world? What would that, you know, how would my body sense it? For me, my body gets very excited and kind of tingly and just like, woo, like almost like bubbles coming up from a champagne glass, right, that you've just poured champagne or something like that. So it, yeah, right? It gets just like, it's effervescent. so,
Between the symphony and the conductor and the dancing and the champagne, it sounds like we're heading for a very nice party.
For sure. And right, and wouldn't you want to have that kind of party in your life every day? Right?
Oh, yeah.
And anywhere, right? Anywhere that we're not doing that, can we choose something different? And the answer is, right? Like, what is the answer to that, right? I choose to create from that space. And when I'm not in that space, I more and more quickly now, my body tells me, you're like, what are you doing? We're not having fun right now. And, oh, okay. Okay, you're right. I'm forcing. I'm not listening. I'm sorry. And what can we create now? What can we create now? What can we play with?
It's almost as if being joyful and happy and having a lot of fun is our, I almost want to say, our natural state here on the planet. And if I have to take it back to the gentleman that you were talking to about this in the shop, right? The seriousness uh-huh. of it. What I always want to say, lies are we buying that joy and uh-huh. fun is not our natural state?
Yes. For sure. You know, I don't know, somewhere I've got my sister has a son in first grade, and I can see, and he is creative and aware like nobody's business. And she'll tell me things. She's getting letters almost every day from the school. And she asked her son, that they're like, he's disruptive, he's this, he's that, he's, well, and she asked him, like, do you guys get to laugh during class? He's like, no. They're told to be quiet and be serious and, you know, shut down that joy, right? So when that starts at that age, and that's what we have been trained to do in school and in jobs and everywhere else, then you come to a point somewhere along the line, you know, where it's like, you know, this just isn't fun. And I really would like to change things, or I'm not sure I want to be here. And that's what I did probably about 10 years ago. It was kind of when I really started. Like, this just was not fun anymore. And so as I was talking about the creation, the effervescent bubbles bubbling up, if you watch a child play, right, and they're playing, they're going from toy to toy, they're running around, they're having fun, they go back to this toy, they're giggling, they're making up stories, they're pretending, they're having a wonderful time just simply being, right? And so like you said, you know, we have bought into that lie that, you know, you have to be serious and you have to be a good girl and you have to be a good boy, and you know, good girls don't cry and good boys don't cry, and all of those things where we're really just kind of forced to shut down a lot of who we are.
So, wow. Wow. Now that's rather not fun.
Right.
Right. Okay. So one of the questions that I know that we have in the bio as well is when the synopsis of this evening was, have you ever thought about how creative you are, or did you decide somewhere along the road that you aren't creative?
Uh-huh.
That to me is just so interesting. You know, because when people hear creating, I think, well, for me, a while ago, I heard that and I was thinking, well, I need to, you know, it's for people painting and I did a bad job at that. It's for people writing a book and I would not be able to do
uh-huh.
that. It's for people doing this. But it's almost as if the way that you invite people to create, even if it's just by, you know, picking up a cup of coffee or being that present in what it is that they're doing in that creation, the invitation that I find for me in what you're saying is that if I'm willing to be that present in whatever it is that I'm doing or being at a time, it
uh-huh.
also allows for the other types of creation to, is it evolve or
uh-huh.
become something that can get onto a canvas or get into the pages of a book?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And all the places in your life where you're not acknowledging how creative you are. And like I said, it could be that you are a phenomenal whiz at Excel spreadsheet, or you're, you know, and it's no, you can't even, it's like, oh yeah, that's easy, right? Anywhere in your life where you think, oh, and anybody can do this, right? I have, a friend who wraps gorgeous presents. Well, not everybody likes to do that, or not everybody, you know, has the eye that she has for wrapping these presents. So where, if we all stood back for a minute and looked at what is so easy for us, well, would you be willing to look at how creative and brilliant you are in these creations that you have made?
Yeah. There's a funny side of me that goes, and it's not necessarily kids, people. They're making
right,
up the kids.
Exactly. Right. It goes way beyond making children. Right. And recipes, what do you create in your home? You know, the way you've decorated. Yeah. There's everywhere you look around you, you have created that.
I was going to say, even the mess, if you look around you, even the upset. Because it's almost like people don't want to acknowledge that they've created the good, the bad, the ugly, and the pretty.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and if you're willing to look at yourself truthfully and honestly with the messes that you've made, you know, what is possible now? How can I change this? Can I change this? Do I desire to change it? If you desire to change it, then, you know, you start asking those questions that will offer other possibilities to come in to change that mess. You know, and if it's something that it may take a while to change it, you know, like if you have a lot of excess body weight that you desire to get rid of, well, it's not going to come off tomorrow, right? So you have to be willing to do what is necessary to change things, right? Mm-hmm. If you're a hoarder and you decide that you desire your house to be neat and clean, it's going to take more than 2 hours to, you know, to change your house, And it's that willingness to choose that different path, right? And we all stand in front of paths, and there's not just one. There's a whole bunch. There's a whole bunch of different ways you can go in the beginning of your day, every day. And what do you choose? And along that path, how many other paths can you choose? And from there, how much fun and adventure can you make whatever it is you decide to do that day?
Oh, wow. You just put up such a yummy question for me that I'm definitely going to play with tomorrow morning. Is how many paths of possibilities can I create before even getting out of bed?
Yes. I love that.
And have a symphony and champagne.
Right.
And some dancing.
Yes. 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 Wow. I would love to hear how that goes.
For sure. And there's an element of wonder in almost the magnanimosity.
Uh-huh.
Not sure what that word is, of what is possible if we do as you've now recommended.
Yes. Yes. You can feel like the energy expands and shifts and it's vibrating with possibility.
Yeah. I'll have more of that.
Yay. Yes, please.
Could you also talk about that as a creation? Because that to me is also like the universe going, all right, okay, here we go.
Sorry, I don't quite follow your question. I'm sorry.
Sorry. The tool of I'll have some of that, or I'll have more of that. If how that as a tool is also a creation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you make the request or the demand, depending on, you know, what the word you would like to use, but when you make the request that you have truly decided to change or choose something, it goes along with the universe. The universe desires the gift to us, and we have shut down most of the receiving of that from our judgments and our conclusions that it'll never work, this would never happen, this this only happens to other people. This only happens for lucky people. This only happens, you know, for whatever those conclusions are that we've made, then there is no possibility. But when you are saying, hey, you know, you see somebody having a success and you're in the space of really being happy for them, and then saying, hey, I'll have some of that. What would that take? What else is possible there for that to happen? You know, that is such a different energy than being jealous of that person. Well, that person, you know, has A, B, and C, and I don't. Right?
Okay.
So,
yeah,
right? You can sense the difference in those. In those energies, right? And I know I've talked a lot about energy, and it is, you know, kind of this elusive thing, energy, and it's all around us, right? It's everywhere. Everything has energy. Everything. Mm. And what would it take to start playing with the energy of the trees and nature and the animals and whatever else speaks to you to play with their energy? And what, and when I say play, I'm just acknowledging them, right? Hi, you're here. Hi. And see what starts popping in, right?
Hi. I like that.
Hi. When you're greeting your a precious child or a dog or a kitty cat, right, or whatever it is that you think is precious, and you're like, hi, how are you? You're so adorable. Thank you for being here. Like, thank you. Right? And how will that contribute to you by being that? By being that space of gratitude and playful energy.
Right. it just, for me, my reality creates just so much more space for choice than if I have to be all serious and, you know, I don't
Absolutely.
Do serious very well.
I don't either anymore.
No.
I was very good at it. I was very, very good at it.
Yeah, awesome. You know, I have so much fun talking to you, and I'm so grateful for what it is that you have created on the show this evening for people listening now and even those in the future. And
thank
I would
you.
So love to share more of you with them. So if you can please tell.
I would love to come back anytime.
Yes, of course. Awesome. And will you also tell the listeners what it is that you are busy with, what it is that you are creating, and how people can connect with you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, they can find me on Facebook. My last name is spelled MCLOUGHLIN. I also have a radio show, which you're going to be a guest in at the end of February. I'm very excited for that. And that is called Imperfect Brilliance on A2Zen.fm. So you can find me through that page as well. And you could always email me. I would love to hear from you. And that is accessbetsy, B-E-T-S-Y, at gmail.com. And I almost am complete with my website, but it's not quite up yet. But you can also find me through the Access Consciousness website. My classes are listed there. And lots of ways to find me.
Okay, and I'll also make sure that we send out all the links in the replay of tonight's show. The one thing that I'd like to mention to you is every time I read your surname or hear your surname, I have a huge smile on my face. Because this is maybe not something everybody knows, but in South Africa, we have like 11 official languages. It's phenomenal. I live in a beautiful country. I love my country.
And one of the languages is Afrikaans. So if you pronounce your surname McLachlan, the lach is actually an Afrikaans word for laughing.
Lach. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it always brings in
that
our face.
Well, thank you for telling me that. I've always loved the South African accent, and I also am a realtor, and I have had some clients from that area, and they speak with that beautiful accent, and I'm not sure exactly what part of South Africa they were from, but they also speak absolutely gorgeous French with the South African accent, and it is so beautiful. So what I did not know that about laugh in the surname, so I'll have to be sure to tell my husband's family.
Yes, hopefully they're full of fun. And if they aren't, they will be.
That's right. They can't help but be full of fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you guys need to tune in to find... find your show at the end of February, besides, of course, listening to your wonderful show every week. And I had such a great time. Thank you so much. So, so grateful for your invitation to join you.
It's a pleasure. And it was so much fun having you on the show. And with that, it is a ending of the show and a continuance of more phenomena. More adventure, more creating, and more choice. Wow.
Yes.
Yes. How does it get any better? Betsy, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone,
thank
for listening.
Thank you.
All righty.
Have fun Thank playing.
You. Yay. Okay, bye.
Bye, hon. Thanks again.
Pleasure.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.